Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hey, welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. And this week we're featuring a film called Spawn. This is a 1997 American superhero dark fantasy. Well, somewhere in the cast is Martin Sheen and the last film that Nicole Williamson actually played. Well, the film was released in the United States on August the 1st, 1997. It received generally negative reviews and grossed about $89 million worth. Worldwide against a production budget of between 40 and 45 million. So it didn't do too badly. Let's have a listen to this clip.
It's time.
Imagine a substance with the power to destroy humanity. Imagine a creature insane enough to use it. Imagine a hero on the verge of creation. From flesh to steel.
You must visualize your objective.
From blood.
Hey, go!
To blade.
Don't get cocky. You have a lot more to learn.
From man to spawn.
Peekaboo. I see you.
Harvested the ultimate weapon. Makes the Ebola virus look like a skin rash.
Congratulations. I say destroy the cosmos. Ask questions later.
Who are you?
This is just what they want. You're playing their game.
Then I'll play dirty.
You've been violated, girly man.
Use your armor.
Now stay sharp. The night is young.
Evil has a new enemy. Justice has a new weapon. And the world has a new hero. Spawn.
Okay, right, let's get into this now. Let's have the first track, which in fact is titled Spawn. It's Silverchair and Vito.
We'll be right back.
Well, I should have warned you when we started this particular session. Strap yourself in with your aspirin infusion. So here's the plot. U.S. Marine Corps Force Recon Lieutenant Colonel and CIA operative Al Simmons is assigned by his superior, Jason Wynn, to infiltrate a biochemical weapons plant in North Korea. Well, despite Simmons' growing moral qualms with the nature of his work, unknown to Simmons, Wayne has ordered his top assassin, Jessica Priest, to murder him while he is on the mission. Well, before Simmons dies, he is set on fire by Wynn, and then flames cause the plant to explode. Right, here we go with more interesting music. This is Incubus and D.I. Greyboy. And Familiar.
Could there be a familiar ring every time I sing about cycle that is everything in life? No doubt I reiterate and my jaw is offset, but I'll say it again anyway. What you give is what you give. Look at you now, look at you now, you're all medicine, all medicine is smack in the face again. Look at you now, you're put in your place, all medicine is smack in the face again. Come swinging back around, and the taste of a familiar medicine is abound on your breath, breath. Please don't come crawling back to me, cause you know what I'll say. Brother, let your knees bleed, please. Look at you now, look at you now, you're put in your place, son. All medicine is smacked in the face again. Look at you now, you're put in your place, son. All medicine is smacked in the face again.
Wow, exhausting stuff. It's Filter and the Crystal Method. Can't you trip like I do? Well, there you go. Back after the break.
TRE. Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Taking you into the realms of, well, loud music at least. The film Spawn we're featuring this week as we continue the plot. Well, Simmons arrives in Hell, where one of the rulers of Hell is Melly Bolgia, offers him a Fauston deal if Simmons becomes his eternal servant and leader of his army in Armageddon. He will be able to return to Earth and to see his wife, Wanda Blake. Simmons accepts the offer and returns to Earth. Well, surprise, surprise. This is Henry Rollins and Goldie.
You never told me why.
T4.
You never gave me a reason.
We'll be right back.
Korn and the Dust Brothers and Kick the PA. Good title for this presentation. Well, upon his return as Spawn, this is when he comes out of hell, he learns that 5 years have passed since his death. Wanda is now married to his best friend, Terry Fitzgerald, who's living as the stepfather to his daughter, Cyan. Spawn encounters a clown-like demon named Violator, sent by Melibor Gaia, who acts as his guide down the path to evil. Ooh. This is Manson and the 808 State. Skin up for pin up. Yeah. We'll be right back. Skin Up, Pin Up, more from Manson. Well, Spawn also meets and befriends a young homeless boy named Zach and a mysterious old man named Cogliostrol, a fellow Hellspawn who's been successfully freed his soul and now fights for heaven. Oh dear. Spawn learns that Wynn is now a weapons dealer and has developed a biological weapon called Heat 16. Well, during a reception, Spawn attacks Wynn, kills Jessica, and escapes with the help of his macroplasm armor. Mm. Okay, well, the music continues now. This is, well, I like this, actually. Orbital and Kick Hammer. Satan. The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
This is The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you, and the film we're featuring this week is one called Spawn. Hope you enjoyed the music so far. Well, following the attack by Spawn, Violator convinces Wynn to have a device attached to his heart that will release Heat 16 worldwide if his vital signs flatline as a deterrent against assassination attempts. Well, Mela Bolgia wants Simmons to kill Wynn and initiate the apocalypse. There you go, why not? Spawn controls Violator, who turns into his demonic form and beats him down. Ooh, Cogliostrol rescues him and teaches him how to use his necroplasm armor with Zach. Spawn learns that Violator and Wynn are going to kill Terry Cyan and Wanda. Oh, all happy families, anyone? This is Metallica.
for whom the bell tolls.
Stuff, eh? That is Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls, from the movie Spawn. Well, Terry sends an email incriminating Wynne to a fellow newsman. Just as the email is sent, Cyan and Wynne enter the room. Wynne destroys Terry's computer and takes the family hostage. Spawn, Cogliostro and Zack arrive and nearly kill Wynne, but Spawn extracts the device from Wynne's body instead and destroys it. Well, with this planned foiled, Violator sends Spawn and Cogliostro to hell, where they both battle the demons before subduing him. Spawn is then confronted by Malia Borgia and tells the demon that he will never lead Hell's army. It's such a nice story, isn't it, really? It's Prodigy and Tom Morello, One Man Army.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Okay, we're near the end of the plot. Spawn escapes with Cagliostro just before they are overwhelmed by Male Borghese's forces. Violator, having recovered, follows them. A final battle ensues, ending with Spawn decapitating the demon with his chains. Clever lad. Violator's head taunts the group and threatens his return before melting and returning to hell. Wayne is arrested by two detectives, really, and Spawn, realizing there is no place for him in Wanda's world anymore, dedicates himself to justice rather than succumbing to his jest for vengeance and returns to the streets with Cagliostro and Zach. There you go. What a happy, happy ending it is. I'm not quite sure. Okay, let's move on there with the music as we head towards the top of the hour. We've got Slayer and Atari, the Teenage Riot, No Remorse. We'll be right back. Wow, sourcing stuff, eh? There you go, Slayer and After Teenage Riot, No Remorse. Well, that's about the end of the program today. Thanks so much indeed for your company. I hope you found the music of interest. Rotten Tomatoes gave the film a miserly 70% based on 47 reviews with an average of 3.9 out of 10. So it didn't do very well that way. It did quite well the box office opened. It originally had an R rating and then the producers recut it so it could get a PG-13. We're going to go out with the Soul Coughing and Ronnie Size. This is a plane scraped by Belly on a scooty yellow moon, whatever that means. Thanks for your company. Take care. Bye for now from the Director's Cut.
Here I come down, 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 further inside. Down, 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 in all directions at one. Universal sound, sound, down, sound, down, 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 match to the finish. The quickness, incorporate. The wrong. Power. Machine. Dust, gone. Mystery system, down. Trouble and money, down. Scopic,
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.